But yeah, she's in a new Tyler Perry Netflix movie. I saw it. You know how you just see a bunch of people talking and it sounds like acting, but it's just like, it's just beautiful people talking, but it wasn't really a movie. That's what it was.
Oh.
Like everybody looks good.
I like to go on to pornography, not for the sexual intercourse, quite intrusive, but the way that she comes over and she just the first 12 minutes
exposition.
Where she's just, it's all about exposition.
Oh, they do an exposition.
I don't get to know who you are, how am I supposed to care that you're coming?
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
Of course, before we begin, I'd like to take a moment.
That's my shoulder.
Settle. Everyone pick a spot.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure I'm... I don't know. That's not right, Tim. Oh, it doesn't matter. Let's go back where I was.
There you go.
This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I am that Brian Sturges. You follow me at BrianSturges.com, at Brian Sturges on the YouTube. You can follow Cliff Beach at Cliff Beach Music, and you can follow Timothy / Tiffany Hall Music.
That was Timothy.
No, it was Timpani.
Oh, Timpani?
Yes.
Timpani.
And Timpani roll and... Call the music?
What?
Perfect!
Nailed it.
Yes! Perfect. Now, I don't want you to say anything until...
Just remain...
Shh! You've already...
All right. You've ruined the...
Failed the such simple direction. Cliff's apparently getting ready for a JCPenney's photo shoot in which he has a suit of many, many buttons. Not yet. You'll get your time. Now, don't forget. Now, is he freezing? Are you doing it? Are you posing for a frame?
Yes, I was trying to give Tim.
Still frame images?
Still frame
images. Everyone give the image for the what do we call it? Thumbnail.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Perfect.
See, we did that. So we do have a very special announcement today.
Ooh.
50% of the guests were able to get here today.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
That's
surprisingly average.
Yeah.
And
about your penis?
I don't even know how that works.
It's kind of...
Are you talking about your penis?
Oh, no.
You see why you can't start yet? Because there's already... I already got this guy. What am I doing?
Oh, yes, yeah, 50% of the guests.
My penis like
up.
A pig's tail? What?
Oh, corkscrew?
Yeah. Like.
Oof.
I have cops throw donuts on it. What was I even talking about?
50% of the guests.
50% of the guests were able to be here today. I think some people just wanted my address to probably sell to my enemies. But now, if anything happens, I'll know it's you. Because I think it was just all a big ruse to get my information. That's what I think.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Enough with the negativity. The positivity is that we have our first in-studio guest, I think, since pre-pandemic. The sign already fell behind you.
I was going to say something, but...
We're going to go ahead and leave it there because this is the show.
This works.
There's no reason. That is 3M. I'm just saying. I mean, it's a fine company, but...
It's on them.
You had
yeah.
one job. And yeah. there's a
well,
screw here.
The post-it glue.
That fell out of my stool. So we'll see how this...
The stools.
Well, if you I haven't introduced you yet. So, but the point is, we have our very first studio guest since pre-pandemic, and that our guest is Corey Blossenberg. Oh man,
Corey. I think of the three Corys.
Can I finally talk?
No, Cliff.
Hey.
Now, of course, before we get into the guest questions,
yes.
when we have a guest here, we have a segment called Cliff Complains There's Not Enough Coffee / This Week's Music News Update.
Oh.
Mr. Beach, give us some information and fun facts about the music industry in this first spring episode, I think, right?
Yeah.
Of UNT.
Well, I definitely like to spring forward congratulating Mr. Timothy Hall and myself on the new jazz record. You Showed Me the Way Without. Had a blast in Ohio over the weekend.
Oh.
But more importantly, and other than people hear music news, Justin Timberlake has previewed that a new album will be coming out at some point, but he did drop a Tiny Desk with NPR, and people are confused on either the three guys background dancing in it or what they were trying to do.
He brought background dancers?
Background dancers to a Tiny Desk.
You know you're not a great musician. When given the opportunity to bring the best musicians from around the globe, you brought three, what I'm going to imagine, are homosexual, multicultural, variant shaped dancers. Was that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need to see it. We get it.
There's some, he's done something, right? Isn't he kind of on the...
I think he's bringing like sexy back.
Well, he's done that, but I feel like there's some controversy, something with Britney Spears and...
Oh.
Well, she had a book.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
An autobiography that came out, so it was a tell-all, and she told everything. Obviously, you know that she was dating him, and she slept with Wade Robinson. Wade Robinson...
Is that one of them baseball players?
Wade Robinson was a background dancer and a child prodigy dancer that was in the documentary about being molested by Michael Jackson. So it's a full circle.
Oh, that's a tangled web.
Mr. Blothenberg, welcome. Do you think Michael Jackson did it? Go.
I don't know.
Now you know.
I don't know.
What does your gut tell you?
If you had it, just viscerally, just...
I don't know.
You think he did it?
I don't know.
Huh.
This is Kid Thriller. Do you think that happened?
I know.
Spend the night. We're going to ride the choo-choo train. We're going to ride it all night.
Jesus juice.
Nord.
Sponsorship.
Go to nord.com for put the coupon code UNT or CB3. I'd like to acknowledge Corey Blothenberg because out of respect for me, he wore a flannel. Now, I went with the first day of spring. It really does make my... It really does...
Accentuate
my breasts. So, I am going to take off the shirt out of respect.
Boom, boom,
and I'm going to save it for the episode that we're going to film in about 35 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Boom, bing. Boom, here boom, you go, boom, sluts.
Yeah, take that.
Well, Corey, anything you want to ask me?
Oh, it's interview Brian.
Oh.
It's the reverse. Welcome to the first reversed episode. Go on, you can interview me.
The old Sarah Lawrence interview?
Okay. First of all, I was accused and never convicted.
Sadie Hawkins. That's what I was talking about. Sorry. Yes.
When can I leave?
Contractually?
Well, you're blocked in by several vehicles, so...
Oh, that's right.
You'll have to be here. Both of my Maseratis are in the shop. So I brought the Geo Metro. It's a real hit around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
They're like, enough of these G-Wagons. Have you seen this Geo Metro? All right. So what?
I have nothing really to ask.
Oh.
Okay. Well, no, we're done here. All right. Well.
I'm a man of very few words.
Well, you are. You, of course, you are a famous actor.
Me?
You?
No.
You have your own show called Pillow Talk.
No, that is
available on the YouTube.
Pillow Talk was canceled.
I love Pillow Talk.
Go to poorlifechoices.tv. If it's canceled, it needs to be removed.
No, season one will live on forever.
Oh, that's true. In syndication.
How many episodes was season one of Pillow Talk available on the YouTube.com?
Is it ASMR?
Seven.
What is your?
That's pretty good. Seven episodes.
Okay. Seven. Yeah, but the short episodes, like a minute and a half.
Oh, the short cast. That's what they're called now.
Why are you whispering? Because I'm talking to here.
He's ASMR.
Because what a lot of people do is they're in the tub masturbating.
I like to
in the Hilton in Poughkeepsie. And what they do is they just want to hear two different people talk at the same time.
Yep.
So of course, but you do comedy. You do pillow. Like I was pretending.
Pillow comedy.
Yeah. Have you ever the pillow?
No.
Oh no. Yeah.
Never.
No.
He's done it. He's doing it now. Yeah.
Well, you know that character does that in the cartoon. The one Big Mouth.
Oh, Big Mouth.
Big Mouth. You know
what?
He never made love to a pillow.
Sexes up the pillows. The pillows.
Who?
In Big Mouth, the cartoon on Netflix, Nick Kroll's show, one of the kids
animated
has sex with the pillows.
When did that come out?
He's getting mad.
Oh, it's been out. Like
I want to sue these fools.
Three, four seasons. So 2019, 2020, I think.
Yeah, I think it might be
Big Mouth.
PP.
It's good.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
You got a big mouth.
Well, okay. What if now Netflix is very
John Mulaney?
Mulaney, yeah.
Mulaney, that Middle Eastern guy. That's funny. The loud one.
I don't think he's Middle Eastern.
No, he's Greek.
Oh, that guy. Yeah,
Jason Mantzoukas.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, Zoukas. That's yeah. That's Greek. Yeah, yes. Zoukas. Yeah.
What do you think of the Greeks? You had some.
I love the Greek.
Yeah.
Greek,
the Parthenon
Greeks,
guy.
The Greeks. Greeks. I've been to the Parthenon.
Really? Yeah, that's nice.
Parthenon still standing. Leaning Tower of Pisa. It was already leaning before they finished it, and they were like, "Let's keep."
Don't they all have to like buttress it up and stuff? Pour some concrete down.
Yeah,
there.
This guy from Notre Dame comes over. And,
Oh, fucked up.
And he comes over. And he takes some rope and he just pulls it straight. Club room.
Well, when you make a big mistake, you just say. Meant it, you know? It was always meant to be like that.
It was.
Yeah.
Hmm. Cliff, what do you think of the Greeks?
Oh, well, I don't know much about them. It's all Greek to me. You know, I actually liked them. They were the first society to believe in, like, philosophy, like, to a high level. The Greeks and the Egyptians. I'll say the Egyptians were before.
Yeah, they were thinkers.
But what about the Mesopotamians?
And then obviously, then Italy probably just said, thinkers. We're just going to take everything you have.
Bitches.
And then Rome absorbed a lot of Greek philosophy. Yeah.
And of course, there's the theory that the Roman Empire still exists, but just through the Vatican. They just, you know, just like the mobsters and the casinos, they formed an LLC or whatever.
Oh.
You know? Are you a church going man?
No.
Me neither.
The Pope was considered the Antichrist for many years, actually.
Really?
The Pope was the Antichrist? Which one? The new one?
No, I mean, like, you know, like the 1500s, that some people considered, like the Protestants considered the Pope was the Antichrist.
These guys. Yeah, what do you think about Protestants?
I grew up a Protestant.
Oh, yeah. Now we're getting somewhere.
I don't even know what it
kind?
Is.
Get out of my studio.
What kind? What denomination were you?
Methodist.
That's what the lady is. Yeah.
They got a method.
What lady?
My wife. Your
wife. So she's the lady. So when you say the lady, it's always your wife.
For the most part. Okay. It could be my dog as well.
Except she has a dog.
Oh, God.
You're not saying little lady.
Oh.
Your dog is a little lady?
You can't call your wife and your dog the same name, the lady.
Well, I put a little in front of
L-I-L. Both respond to the zapping collar the same.
That's true. Both will fetch a newspaper and some slippers, am I right?
You put them around the cigarettes.
Yeah.
Worth it. Worth it. Have you ever smoked cigarettes?
Yes.
Ooh, what was your brand?
Oh, nothing like that. I tried them out. I never liked them.
Virginia Slims?
I don't remember what it was, honestly.
Camels?
I picked them up one time.
Marlboro.
Newport.
Like they
Salem
were
Salem 100.
They were
Lucky Strike.
I found them. They
Camels
found them.
Gold.
Yeah. What was the big one? They did all the NBC sponsors. Chesterfield.
Oh, Chesterfield.
Oh, I love Chesterfield. They sponsored I Love Lucy, I think,
Lucky
back
Strikes.
In the day. But yes.
Interracial dating?
Oh.
But they were black and white. Is that? There's got to be something.
Oh, yeah.
It was less.
Old and young.
But she didn't take that Ricky Ricardo. He'd come home after a long Latin night of playing bongos, sweating of other women and gin. But Lucy would say,
you got some explaining to do. But yeah, Joe the Camel. Or is it Joe the Camel?
Yep, the penis.
Yeah penis.
He's a penis.
You go ahead and put up a picture of Joe the Camel, and you'll see it in business school. They teach you that.
You had that too,
designed,
huh? Yeah. That was a weird guy. That was a big penis.
Mr. Cockensmith? Yeah.
On a freaking transcript.
If you look at it, you can see the penis.
Huh. My little league coach smoked Camel cigarettes. I remember that.
Did he like penis? Because there's a penis on there.
I don't know.
And Jay-Z looks like Joe the Camel. If you put up a Jay-Z next to it.
That's kind of funny.
Oh, the nose is the penis. Okay, yeah. I was trying to make sense of the eyes and the ears.
No, not the eyes and the ears. Have you seen a penis with eyes and ears?
Not yet.
He's a smooth character, though.
Do you see it now? Do you see it now? You can't unsee it.
That's a dick.
Wait, what's what?
The nose is the penis.
Uh-huh.
And then the bottom mouth part is the balls.
All right, does it look too big? Is that why? Is it like you're like, that couldn't possibly be a penis. Look at the size of it.
Yeah, so apparently.
I see what he's talking about.
A smooth character?
It's like it's a psychological thing that, you know, you're going to, you know, buy our cigarettes, you know.
Oh, and get a big schlonger?
Yeah.
I'm sure if you Google it. It'll come up. All the answers. Did you guys just touch the tips of your fingers? E.T.?
Like God and that other guy who was just laying around.
Steve? Yeah, yeah.
It was God Steve. And Steve. Good stepper, you know, good shepherd.
So back to the Greeks. I really love their Kalamata olives.
Oh, I can't eat olives because I'm kind of like a texture guy.
And you don't like olives.
Oh my God, Rafik, that's what his whole life. He trades. He bought his first car in bushels of olives.
I like olive oil, but the actual olive, I mean, I'll eat it if it's on a pizza, but that's it.
Do you like extra virgin olive oil?
Mm-hmm. Cold pressed?
No. Yes. Yeah. Not to fry with.
No.
Cliff, want to get in on this olive oil conversation?
I think that Popeye's was not Sweet Pea's father. Yes.
What?
I don't think that Popeye was Sweet Pea's father. You said olive oil.
But I thought the kid had the winking eye or whatever.
Oh.
Didn't Sweet Pea have it?
You ever seen a baby look like that? God, no.
Wow.
That's a different olive oil, but you get it.
Now, that would hurt my ears. Turn it down a little bit.
Yes. You know, Popeye and olive oil and then Sweet Pea.
No, we get the joke. We all...
No. It's Sweet Pea, then there's Popeye, and then there's olive oil.
But what I thought his name was Pooh.
But what about
that's
Bruno?
Why
I apologize.
That's the father.
Bruno's the father?
You think Bruno's the father?
Bruno.
Is it Bluto or Bruno?
It's both.
Bruno,
well, Bruno same, it's the same guy. No, it's the same guy.
Bruno comes in, he's like...
No, he's been both.
I'm going to knock up your wife.
It was the same character. He had two different names when they switched, backing companies or whatever.
Ah. Yeah.
For some reason, someone lost them in a
it's
decade.
It's not worth it.
What?
Mostly because of my information being out there.
I like olive oil.
This is my concern more than anything.
You're a paranoid fella, but I think with reason.
Yeah.
But I will tell you... I will tell you this fun fact. I love olives of all kinds.
We're still
I like when they're pitted. Still. I don't like to deceive them. But more importantly, I'm allergic to olive trees, but not olives. Weird. So pollen from the olive leaves, I can't walk through like an olive orchard, I guess. But
you can't walk through an olive orchard?
I'm allergic to the pollen from the trees, but I'm not allergic to olives. Yeah, it's weird.
What is your olive preference?
This
Spanish
is turned into NPR.
Manzanillo? Manzillo? Whatever it is.
Manzanillo?
I've never heard of it.
No,
it's
the Spanish manza.
Manzanilla?
Manzillos? Manzanillos? Whatever. But that's the kind of like. They're like small.
Do you like them stuffed?
Oh, yes. Double stuffed.
Yeah.
I like them when they have a jalapeno. I like them with the cheese.
Now, do you do the blue cheese and the martini? I think that's.
Dirty.
I think that's
no, that's not
unless
dirty.
You're drinking
no, dirty
extra stuff. Dirty.
No, dirty. You put olive juice in the martini.
Oh, I see.
In what's a your drink? Of wine. Now you drink? You're an alcoholic also. Right.
No, I'm not an alcoholic, but I do. I enjoy a martini.
I've seen you make a few.
Welcome to your intervention.
You've seen me make something.
I've seen some of your content in which you have made.
I've only one. I think only one.
I
flamed an orange peel.
Oh,
he's a flamer.
In a Christmas Eve. Cosmopolitan.
Oh, that was
quite. Yeah. I remember seeing that. What do you normally do? Do you make a cocktail? Are you a beer person? You
like ice? I like red wine. I do like a vodka martini, shaken, extra olives. And I like.
I was UB 40ing.
You're covering up a yawn. You don't think I?
But UB 40 too.
You be 41. How old are you? You're allowed to say?
I'm not allowed to say that.
I would say you're probably between...
You look like a 500.
42 feet. And 48.
Way off.
501 feet.
I'm 47.
In the 50s? You said between 42 and 50?
Almost 50?
Yeah.
And 48. God,
that's the range?
42 to 48?
Sorry, I can't hear you. Cliff's just talking.
I know. This is why...
That's not unusual.
This is why... Because now the fear of being home invaded by my enemies... Because they'll sell it. You'll sell it. I know you're going to sell it. And you're going to sell it for like $15 for some of that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Scratch that itch.
Because, you know, everyone's a friend. Man. So they're like, I need that sweet, sweet jazz.
Bill Evans.
Hey, baby. Speaking of jazz albums, do you like jazz?
I love jazz.
Do you?
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite note?
Note?
Flat five.
You don't love jazz.
Flat five.
Flat five. Whoa, that's
a good one.
That's one of the jazziest of all.
Five.
Oh man.
Woo. This guy has no jazz.
You got no jazz. You don't know nothing about jazz.
I played jazz. Are you kidding me?
You don't know about flip flop.
Name three jazz songs.
But let's go around the room. What instrument you think I played?
I'd say trumpet.
Skin flute.
Triangle.
Jazz triangle.
Like jazz triangle.
Conductor Phillip.
Jazz triangle. Well, you're closest, Tim.
Yeah, New Orleans.
You look like I'll tell you. You look like a
prostitute.
See, I don't know. He doesn't have the body for low bass.
Ride the H train.
Oh, I want to say like
alto sax,
French horn, like
flute,
French horn.
I just said I played jazz, and you say you. I don't know jazz. There's no French horns in jazz.
Are you fucking shitting me? When is the last time you've been to Paris?
I don't know jazz,
dude. Paris jazz is all French horn.
Yeah. Oh, they love it over there.
Yeah, in France, that's all they have.
What are you talking about? He's been there. He lived there.
You can't just
that's all they have.
English horn. They're too proud.
You know?
Soprano sax. You look like a soprano sax.
No way.
A Kenny G special.
That's a difficult instrument.
Yeah, he looks like trumpet, but he looks like he got like kicked out to like a poor man's clarinet. Or he started saxophone and then does clarinet.
Ooh. What about a cornet?
But I want to say you're brass.
A brass.
Hole. I am brass.
Yeah, you look like a brass guy.
I'm a brass guy.
I would guess you were
a woodwind guy.
Well, trumpet. That'd be good.
I would guess trumpet.
He already
trumpet.
Guessed trumpet.
And like, now I've like said cornet.
Hmm? Pocket trumpet?
It's not trumpet. That's not the sack butt, is it?
Oh, yes.
What?
The old trombone? The old rusty trombone. Do you like your trombones rusted? Do you like them oiled up?
Well oiled.
Yeah.
I like them with some nice trombotine.
Mm. Oh.
So you're a trombonist?
I'm a trombonist.
Oh, man.
Sackbutt was the original name of the trombone when it was that old medieval
All right.
Who were your trombone inspirations?
That was before my time.
I don't know. Who were my
trombone inspirations?
Yeah. Am I too J.J. Short? J.J. Short. J.J.
There was a J.J. trombonist.
J.J.
Abrams. I mean, there's trombone shorty, but there's also, but there was a...
JJ Hale or JJ McHale or something?
Yeah, JJ. Yeah.
I know that guy.
Trombone player.
Are you a Glenn Miller fan?
I do like Glenn Miller. I like Ray Conniff as well.
Oh, Ray Conniff. I've seen his dollar vinyls.
The best Christmas albums.
Is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
No, but I could be that boy. Yeah.
It's funny because those things are like, pardon me, boy. Whoa, it's the first line. Yeah. It's line one of American Racism.
It could have been children.
Good old Bing Crosby. But yes, I like
at the
some of that trombone, that sweet, sweet trombone jazz. Mm.
J.J.
It's the best.
Jay, I have it. J.J.
Any big band
JJ
stuff.
Kale.
Definitely.
Well, what did you play? What was the song you would have played on trombone?
No, I don't remember what we played in this high school jazz band.
Oh, so what did you?
I remember there was a song called Hot Sauce, and I had a solo in it.
Okay.
I've looked for the song. I can't find it.
J.J. Johnson.
There you go.
That's it.
Did you have...
Shout out, J.J. How are you, J.J.?
I think we played Zoot Suit Riot, too,
once, I
think.
That's not fair. Did you have an outfit? Like a traditional jazz band? Like a tuxedo cummerbund thing? That's how I was dressed.
I mean, we dressed
or
up.
Bow ties.
We had ties. I don't think we went that
far. What brand of trombone?
But we would do
play?
That for regular concert bands.
Right,
to
yeah.
Get
yeah,
dressed
yeah.
up.
Yeah, they had it.
I don't really remember. We might have kept it more loose. I don't remember.
Oh, you know.
Take the ties off.
Oh, loose. Did you enjoy it? Why'd you
quit? I'll be dead.
Did I enjoy it?
Yeah.
Why'd you quit? Why'd you stop playing?
School ended.
Yeah, they returned the instrument.
That's how the lady
no,
did
I
it
have
too.
It.
Oh, you still have
I
it?
I still have it in my
you
closet.
You still have the trombone?
In my closet, yeah.
You want to sell it? I'm in the market
no.
for a trombone.
You're looking for a trombone?
He used the trombone.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
I actually met
trombone.
This man tromboning.
No, I'm not selling it, but if you need someone to play it, I'll play it for you.
So if I just need you to come over and play
yeah,
some sweet trombone
give me some
solos?
Notes. Give me some notes. Mm. Yeah.
But I thought you said you haven't picked it up since
that's
high
true, so it would be a little rusty.
Do you remember your seven positions?
I would have to work on my embouchure
yeah, be
beforehand.
C, D, E, F, G,
hot
A,
buns.
B, C, D, E, F, G. There you go.
Oh, I love it. We gotta get this guy a trombone. We'll get you one of those nice. Blue plastic ones.
Boom, 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 boom.
I just remembered he went to music school.
He did.
I
that's
just
right.
remembered
he has
that.
A bachelor's degree.
I just
remember it's like you have a CV right in front of you.
That yeah. you read outside. Not. I have hanging up under my federal trademark for Poor Life Choices. I have the. prop from The Bachelor when I played a hobo. Back when you could, we could, back when being a bum wasn't brave. You know what I mean?
Is it brave now?
It's brave. All bums are brave. The unhoused. What I like it are when middle-aged white women who are lonely change the words, but nothing actually changes in the environment. So if you like meth, come on down to Poor Life Choices Studio, because I can ring you up pretty quick. So if you're in South Cleveland, send me that sidekick message. Like, okay. Oh, they proved this. Here's my music trivia. That, remember the, what's the Destiny Child, Kelly Rowland, the one who she was on the...
Oh, on Netflix? You saw that movie?
The T-Mobile sidekick, remember? Oh. And the whole thing is she was mad because she was in Excel. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
I'm talking about the right person, right?
Kelly Rowland.
Mm-hmm. Right. So in the video, she's like supposed to be texting her boyfriend all mad, and when they show it, the camera shows that it's in Excel. So it's been like, she's been getting shit on for the last 10 years. And then I saw some guy on the talk who figured out that there is a way to send that message to a phone number.
Oh.
So one can do it. If you don't, do you know, have any idea what we're talking about?
I love the sidekick. That was such a good phone. But yeah, she's in a new Tyler Perry Netflix movie. I saw it. Mm. You know how you just see a bunch of people talking and it sounds like acting, but it's just like, it's just beautiful people talking, but it wasn't really a movie. That's what it was.
Oh.
Like, everybody looks good.
I like to go on to pornography, not for the sexual intercourse, quite intrusive, but the way that she comes over and she just takes the first 12 minutes
exposition.
Where she's just, it's all about exposition.
Oh, they do an exposition. And
if I don't get to know who you are, how am I supposed to care that you're coming? Like what's...
Yeah, what's the motivation?
Where is your character from,
mm-hmm.
you know? Mm. Would you do pornography for the right amount of money?
No.
No, okay, now hold on.
What's the right amount of money, though?
No amount of money at all?
Well.
Sure, right? So, you know, we have to go, but.
That's it?
No.
Oh, there's more.
Oh. No. One, was this worth it for you at all?
Segments.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes.
And remember, there was coffee and... treats at the beginning.
That's a good reminder.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I would put it at about a 7.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You said, listen, what I don't want to happen is I show up and you ask me a bunch of questions. Well, sir, guess what? We are back. We're bringing back the 10 questions.
Oh. Boom, 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 boom.
Rapid fire questions for Corey Blothenberg.
Whoa.
Here we go.
I didn't agree to this. You ready?
Oh, and go. If you could bring back one great dictator, who would it be?
Yeah, that's right. How to dictate.
Off the cuff.
How to dictate, son?
You have to bring one back.
Was Caesar a dictator?
Pass.
Yes.
You can't pass.
I can pass.
You can't pass. No,
why
you can't.
Why can't I pass?
It's a rule.
I want to pass.
You can't pass.
Name some dictators.
Oh, well.
Mussolini.
Hitler. Mao.
Mussolini was one of them, yeah.
Mussolini.
What's the dude from...
Putin.
Yeah, Putin's one of them.
Yeah,
he's alive. But
Alexander the Great. Attila the Hun.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Genghis Cohen.
Ooh.
Oh, you can see Cliff performing
there. Delicious.
Was Napoleon a dictator?
Yes.
He was a general. He wasn't a dictator.
Also,
he was working
on... He was a dictator.
Was he...
I'm going with Napoleon.
Napoleon. Well, good. I just wanted to get through it.
Because
we're going to run out of... Because these cameras are all going to die. I see it already. I see the batteries dying. If you had to make love to a 1940s Hollywood actress or actor, who would it be?
Oh, I have saved a picture of a...
Yeah, you did. One. Spank Bank?
Yeah, you did.
Ida Lupino.
All right.
Wow.
Swastika or Buddhist symbol?
There's only one answer.
Buddhist symbol.
Take a moment. All right. What movie would you replace yourself with as an actor? Duplicity?
Casablanca.
Oh. Play it again, bro.
Have all the charges been cleared?
What charges?
Exactly. The genitals? Healing? Nicely? Good? We good? It's all good down there?
Never been a problem.
Never been a problem. How many cousins away is a relationship okay?
What's the law say?
I don't think there is a law.
It's just I think there is. Like isn't there laws about that?
Well, he definitely didn't say it was wrong, flat out. So there's a degree of relation you're okay I don't, with.
Fourth cousin?
Third cousin.
I think second cousin is good.
First cousin? From
the
law,
I think if I was in the situation, it would still feel weird, even at third and fourth. I don't know. I'm gonna go sixth.
It's easier to to not do it, right? Unless you've been struck by the love bug.
Well, and that could happen. You could not know until it's too late, right?
Well, technically, there is a familial attraction that is natural. They've seen it with, like, parents who've given their kids up for adoption and somehow...
That's a great philosophical question. We're having a great discussion.
Let's get
Brian
into
wants
it.
To just run with another stupid question.
Well, I'm watching all of the batteries turn on. How did you and your imaginary friend finally end things?
Boring answer, that is. I don't have an imaginary friend.
Not anymore.
We're going to get a new question. Here, you pick.
Okay. Are bum fights okay?
That's the question you picked.
Yeah.
Believe me, they were worse.
Fights between bums?
Yes.
Filmed and put on YouTube.
Like people who are on the street, living on the street, those kind of bums?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes, those kind of bums can fight. Yes, those are okay.
This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I am that Brian Sturgis. Joined with us here is Corey Blothenberg. You can find him at Corey Blothenberg.
Yeah.
Right, Corey Blothenberg Comedy. You can find Clip Beach Music and Timothy Hall Music. Hey, thank you for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Thank you. Has it been worth it? Do you love it? Any final thoughts? Springer, Jerry.
The 10 questions dropped it from a 7 to a 6.
Ooh, I thought that was the best part.
Oh. We'll see you next Tuesday.